USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The waters moved on in Ellicott City, Maryland after intense flash flooding on Sunday, but it's revealed even worse damage than what the floodwaters wrought 2 years ago. The historic city's main street busy yesterday as crews were inspecting buildings and hauling away vehicles that had been thrown around like toys. That is hope dimmed that a Maryland National Guardsman, 39-year-old Edison Herman, would be found alive after disappearing in the raging waters while helping a woman look for a cat.
We aggressively tried to search for him, but we're unable to, and we're still continuing that search as we speak.
That's the Howard County, Maryland Police Chief. Meanwhile, what was subtropical storm Alberto is now a depression, but two TV journalists from South Carolina were killed as they covered the story in North Carolina yesterday when a tree toppled onto their SUV. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.